Praise the Lord. So good to be here. You can turn those back lights on because you guys need to see your Bibles. I'm in 2 Chronicles chapter 20. And I want you to see something in here before we continue worshiping. I want you to see that what you're doing today, what you're doing right now, has nothing to do with singing. I want you to see that what you're doing right now has everything to do with shaping the nations of the world. We're going through a little bit of this very loose and random Praise Fellowship Priority Series. And today our priority is praise. It's our name and it's our priority. And that is we are called to praise the Lord. If somebody says, what are we called to? We're not called to build things, do things, have all these programs. Those things are all fine as long as they are all about praise. We're all about praise. That's what we're called to do. At any given time, we have people in other nations. Right now, we do. Sadiq's in Guinea right now, right? He made it. He's in Guinea. We have another, Spencer Kondak is on her route to China. These people are, we got things going on all over, and they're awesome. As long as they are at the heart of it is worship of our great God. We have right now Bill and Nyla. They're really struggling now. Pray for them. Yesterday was a very difficult day for them. And pray for them. Let's just do that right now. Father, right now, because I know their heart is so much desiring to be right with us in your presence right now. And so, Father, meet them this morning. You know their needs. They are many. Father, you meet them. And thank you, Jesus, that at the heart of all that they want, it's just to spend time in your presence. Hallelujah. But as I spent a lot of time with them yesterday. It was actually very one of those, you know, as people get older and it's harder for them right now. So it was a very difficult day. And in the evening, I was sitting with them and I pulled out a Bible. Actually, their Bible. If you go to Bill's house, there's like 38 Bibles. I said, Bill, you got a Bible? And he points to a stack. I said, well, I'll try this one. And it just so happened that the Bible I picked up, everything I read was highlighted. I said, Bill, did you highlight the whole Bible? I mean, what is this? But it's 2 Chronicles 20. I want you to see this, that if we keep our priorities straight, if we keep worshiping God and his presence and praise, if we keep that central, all the other things, which are real and which are many, right, they come into perspective and they allow for the Lord to move and do great things. So open up to 2 Chronicles 20. What I'm going to do is I'm going to read this, comment on it, and then we're going to do it. We're actually going to do 2 Chronicles 20. 2 Chronicles is after the Samuels, which is after a few other things. So it's about right there in my Bible if you're looking for 2 Chronicles. Jehoshaphat was the king of Judah at the time. And Jehoshaphat was actually a pretty good king. He actually turned out to be a very good king. And at this time, there was always fighting and wars. And this nation came here and that nation here. Well, during Jehoshaphat's reign, two nations and part of a third decided it would be a good idea to attack the southern kingdom, Judah. And so that's where we pick it up. The Moabites and Ammonites with some of the Meunites came to make war on Jehoshaphat. So there are a bunch of ites out there. I want you to label anything you feel like is after you an ite. Okay. I don't know what that is for you. Financeite, marriageite, a wifeite, husbandite. Whatever it is, there's ites. There are ites out there coming after you. Right? So they're coming after you. There are three big ites coming after Jehoshaphat. And just picture this. Two of them are larger, bigger, and stronger than he is. And the other one is just a partial, I don't know, it's like a handful of guys from this other right decided to, we don't like Judah either. Let's join these other rights and go pound them. So he's looking, and here's what he says. It ain't going to be good. We're in trouble. There are ites that are stronger than you. Let's just admit that. The sooner we admit that, the better we are in dealing with it. Because if Jehoshaphat said, two and a half heights, I can take them. Well, guess what? We wouldn't be reading about Jehoshaphat today. The ites were stronger than Jehoshaphat and Judah. Let me just keep reading. Some men came and told Jehoshaphat, a vast army is coming against you from Edom, from the other side of the sea. It's already in Hazazon. I want you to see this. This is the warning, and you know it. It's coming, and it's already close. Okay, this is real life stuff. There's a problem, and it's starting to take me over. It's bigger. Watch what happens here. And there's different translations, so I'll kind of just get the word out here. Verse 3. Alarmed, or some of you would have, afraid, scared to death, panic. Oh my gosh! Right? That's what happened here. Alarmed, Jehoshaphat resolved to inquire of the Lord. Now, the first thing I want you to know is, when ites come after you, it's okay if you're afraid. Because guess what? The Ammonites and the Moabites were bigger and stronger than Judah. That's a good time to be afraid. Fear is not a bad thing. Because fear is not at all a bad thing. It's what happens with fear that determines whether or not fear is bad. Okay, right? Anybody afraid to touch a hot stove? I am. That's a good fear. And a fear of a problem like this is a great fear if, afraid, Jehoshaphat resolved to inquire of the Lord. It's a good fear, people. Pretending you're not afraid is not being strong. Being afraid and inquiring of the Lord is when you're strong. Crippling fear is bad. Crippling fear, we've all experienced it. I'm afraid. What good is that? You're just afraid. But if I'm afraid and I say, Lord, I'm afraid, he says, that's the kind of fear that drives you to me, and now I can in turn drive them out.
Yeah.
And so he was afraid. He inquired of the Lord. He proclaimed a fast for all Judah. The people of Judah came together to seek help from the Lord. Indeed, they came from every town in Judah to seek him. Jehoshaphat stood up in the assembly of Judah and Jerusalem at the temple of the Lord in front of the new courtyard and said, isn't that neat? They kind of tuck into, they got a new courtyard, right? You say that. And in front of the new chairs we got out there. And then he goes on. You can go ahead and read this, but it's great. He just tells God who he is. God, you're pretty great. God, you're the king of the nations. God, you called us to yourself. God, you're the one who brought us out of here. God, you did this. God, you did. Why do we say all that? God knows all this stuff. Why was Jehoshaphat telling God how great he was? What does that do? It reminds Jehoshaphat. It reminds all the people, and it builds our faith. If he did it once, he can do it again, right? When you say amen to something, you're saying, I like it, God, do it again.
Yeah.
Do it again. And so when we testify about what God has done, we're saying, he can do it again. Because we're not saying, wasn't that cool that way long time ago during the time of Joshua, God did something neat. What a bummer he died. Right? Not at all. Not at all. I know this is an odd thing, but can somebody, where are you? Where's my Keith? Where are you, Keith? Keith, can you make a sweep and get everybody in here through the lobbies? I say that because there's a real seriousness to this, and I don't want, there's nothing else going on that's more important than this right now. So what I want you to hear is during this time, right, Jehoshaphat's in trouble, but he reminds himself of what God has done. What God has done. We need to do that. As I sat there with Bill and Nyla, we went through like a 50-year remembrance of what the Lord has done. That'll get you through a night. It'll get you through a night to remember and recall what the Lord has done. What's he do? What happens next to him? So he does all that. And all the sons, I'm just going to jump down to verse 13. All the men of Judah with their wives and children and little ones stood there before the Lord. Isn't that cool? It wasn't just the guys with the sword who stood before the Lord. It was the fighting men. It was their wives. It was their children. It was the little ones. It was their teenagers. Listen, when an army comes at you to destroy you, they don't ask for ID. They don't ask for what age you are. They're wiping you out. And nobody's safe. So guess what you better do? Take the little ones before God. Take the little ones before God. And say, get before God. We're getting before God. God, all of these people, even my little ones, we're standing before you because we're going to get wiped out. Then the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jehazael, the son of Zechariah, the son of Beni, and you know, he had a nice family tree. And he stood up and he said this. And I love it when the prophets do this because I can actually sense a little attitude in Jehazael's voice because I've been around enough prophets to know that an attitude comes out. He said, listen! Right? You know he said that. Listen to me! Listen! King Jehoshaphat, listen! And all who live in Judah, listen! Everybody in Jerusalem, listen! This is what the Lord says to you. Do not be afraid or discouraged because of this vast army. Why? For the battle is not yours, but God's. I'm telling you, underline that in your Bible. This is what you got to hear. I am so sick of the church fighting battles like idiots. I am so sick of listening to all the opinions of right-wing Christians and left-wing Christians. And listen, it's not our battle. It's not our battle. May we be never known as a people who fight political battles. I just want to throw up when I hear it. It's not our role. It's not. I don't care where we stand on things. That's not our battle. Our battle is so much greater than that. That's fighting a little guy on the sideline. The vast army is coming at us. Well, I'll pick off this little guy. Come on, our battle is not that. Our battle is not issues. Our battle is not debating what is sin and what's not sin. Most of you have been around long enough to know that sin changes. The things you do today, if you did them in 1965, you're going to hell. Now you're a leader in the church. What happened? We're fighting stupid battles. Do you understand what I'm saying? We're fighting dumb battles. We have one call, and it's not too difficult. So watch what happens. He says, the battle is not yours, but the Lord's. Tomorrow, he says, march down against them. And then he tells them what they're going to be climbing out of this and doing that, all that stuff. You will not have to fight this battle, says verse 17. Take up your position, stand firm, and see the deliverance of the Lord. Good. He says, you're not going to fight, but I want you to take your positions. I want you to stand firm, and I want you to see it. He didn't say, just go home and relax. He said, don't, baby, you go out there. You're doing something. You're taking your position. You're looking the enemy right in your face, and you go, wow, that was pretty cool. That's our call, people. When we worship the Lord, it's not about whether or not Drake's good on the bass. He is. It's not what it's about. It's about the battle. It's about the battle. It's about the battle, people. We're missing it. We're missing it. Because we always gravitate towards right here. This is where it always gravitates, me. Left alone, I will always gravitate toward myself. And I become the center. And every issue, how it affects me, is based on whether or not it's good or bad. Right? It always becomes about me. Always. And we can all say, yes, that's true. It always becomes about me. But if we expand our view and say, it's the Lord. It is not about me. It's not about my family. I love my kids. It's not about my kids. It's not about you. I love this church. Not about this church. It's about him. It's about him and him alone. We don't muster up and practice to become a good army. All the victories that God wins are never because his people got good. In fact, if you know anything about the last few thousand years of history, that's when it all became a ridiculous black eye on the body of Christ, and we're afraid to talk about it because it's embarrassing. We don't want to do that. So he says, go out, stand firm, take up your position, and see the deliverance God will give you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Why does he say that so often? Because we are afraid and we get discouraged. That's okay. That's natural. Again, what do you do with your discouragement? Do you sing songs about woe is me? Or do you say, Lord, I'm discouraged? One is good. One will keep you down. Jehoshaphat bowed with his face to the ground, and all the people of Judah and Jerusalem fell down and worshiped before the Lord. They all fell down and said, Lord, we can't fight this. Remember, keep in mind, your individualite, regionalites, nationalites, internationalites, they're all out there. And we fall down and we worship. And then what happened? The Levites. What this is up here, this is like Levite leaders. That's all they are. And we become Levites. The whole room is full of Levites. What happens? Then some Levites, from the Kohathites, stood up, praised the Lord, God of Israel, with very loud voice. The enemy was coming. 2.5 armies, any individual one of them could have taken Judah. Judah had no other alliances. They tried to make an alliance with Israel, and God kicked Jehoshaphat's butt when he tried to make an alliance with the northern wicked kingdom. Their only alliance was with the Lord, and they were affirming it. And they got down and they worshiped. Then Jehoshaphat talked to the people. The next day, early in the morning, they left for the desert of Tekoa. As they set out, Jehoshaphat stood up and said, listen to me, Judah. That's what I feel like I'm saying today to me. I'm saying it to myself. Listen to me, Rick. Listen to me, all you Praise Fellowship people. Listen, that's what I'm saying. Listen to me, church. Listen to me. Listen to me. Have faith in the Lord your God, and you will be upheld. Have faith in his prophets, and you will be successful. Yeah. Consulted with the people, Jehoshaphat appointed men to sing to the Lord and to praise him for the splendor of his holiness. As they went out at the head of the army, if you happen to be a general in the U.S. Army, never do this. It wouldn't be good. But God does things differently. So I got a great idea. Let's go to battle. You guys are really good singers. Go! We don't have any weapons. Sing, baby! They're big. Sing louder. I'm scared to death. Just keep singing. Worshiping the Lord, saying, give thanks to the Lord, for his love endures forever. When we gather together, people, we are the Levites who stand up in a loud voice and we can't do this. And there's a lot of things going on right now, and I know that. And I know a lot of your lives are going through really hard things. Aware of that. Man, our whole team of pastoral care people are like on overload right now. So we're not pretending issues aren't out there, but we're declaring that our God is bigger. And our focus is him. And him alone. Alone. So what happens? Here's what we're doing this morning. Every time we gather. This is why I get so frustrated. I'm a little opinionated and arrogant today, I think. But but I'm just mad. Well, I don't know if I want to go to church. Give me a break! You want to get beat up? I feel like shaking people. They got troubles in their life. I know why you have troubles in your life. Because you're doing dumb things. You're missing your priorities. I understand you can, I'm not saying about not missing, but doggone it, when you miss, it better be like this, oh, I missed the gathering today. Today was a day that I believe that God did victories. He did things. Think of your silly excuses, my silly excuses at times. Oh, I don't want to do that because of this. Oh, good, then just let the Ammonites and Moabites run free today because, you know, you were a little tired. Whoa. Right? Are we in a battle or are we just, is everything great? Is everything wonderful and honky-dory and life is great? We're living in utopia? No! We're not. And I'm convinced it's because the church doesn't have a clue what we're doing. We're just playing around. And, well, the keyboard is a little bit loud today. We don't even need a keyboard. We need the presence of God. That's it. And I like a keyboard, only when it's pointing to the presence of God. So watch what happens as they worship. I just feel like I need to apologize, but I'm gonna feel like I'm offending everybody. I love you all. Okay, listen. As they began to sing and praise, the Lord set ambushes against the men of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, who were invading Judah. Guess what Judah was doing this time? They were singing. The Lord is good. The next three songs we sang, we actually got a little insight. It was their song list that day. So you're going to experience it. Yeah, good job. We're going to hear from God on that. But they were singing, God was fighting. Did they have a part? You better believe they had a part. I'll tell you what, if Judah said, nah, I've got a little sore throat today. They had to sing. They had to gaze in his presence. They had to look at him. They had to declare his praises. And God said, that's what I'm looking for. Let's fight, baby. I think God is ready to fight. But he is fueled by our praises. He's fueled by him. I think his bride, that's us, I think we don't stoke the fire of God. You know, there's a lot of images here of God in this Bible that are pretty violent. You know why? Because he likes to fight. I mean, like, he is a violent lover. He's a lover, but he likes to fight. Because he hates evil. And we fuel it by worshiping him. We fuel it by crying out to him. We fuel it by crying and repenting. We fuel it by being quiet in his presence. But I'm telling you, it's not fueled if we're not in his presence. It just isn't. So watch what happens, and we're gonna do this now. This is I'm giving you teaching. Now we're gonna go play the game. All right. So what happened? The men of Ammon and Moab rose up against the men of Mount Seir. That's cool. To destroy and annihilate them. So here we are, right? He said, "Go stand firm." So probably on a mountain. Stand firm. Ready. Sing.
Yeah.
Woo. Ammon and Moab said, you know what? I never liked those guys from Mount Seir anyways. I hate them too. Let's go get them. They kill all everybody from Mount Seir. So that's kind of neat, right? We bumped out half of an army. Yeah, didn't do anything. As they finished slaughtering them, this is really nice, right? As they finished slaughtering the men from Seir, They helped to destroy one another. And then they said, that was pretty cool, fighting Seir. I'm in a fighting mood. I never liked the Moabites anyways. I hate the Ammonites. So the ites turn on each other. Guess what Judah's doing? Lord, you're awesome. You're amazing. Yes, God. Ooh, I love you, Jesus. They open up and say, wow, look at this, guys. Look what's happening. The battle is not yours. yours to fight. It is the Lord's. But you're in it as a worshiper. You're not just somebody who's going to read the paper tomorrow about it. You're in it as a worshiper. You're in it as a worshiper. So what happens? They help destroy one another. When the men of Judah came to the place that overlooks the desert, right, and they looked toward the vast army. I mean, this sounds kind of morbid because I'm reading this, but what did it say when we started out? They were afraid, right? They were afraid. They turned to God. God said, worship. So they walk up to where they're finally going to meet the army. Come on, I've sung a lot. I still have a little bit of fear in me. Right? So they're thinking, oh my gosh, one more step. We're going to see these big armies, big swords. Love you, Lord. You're amazing. What are we going to see? They look, and they saw only dead bodies lying on the ground. No one had escaped. The battle is not yours, but the Lord's. So what do? They just didn't have a party. They did one more thing. This is what I want you to see. It even gets better. So Jehoshaphat and his men went to carry off the plunder. And they found among them a great amount of equipment and clothing and articles of value, more than they could take away. There was so much plunder, it took 3 days to collect it. On the fourth day, they assembled in the valley of Baraka, which means praise, where they praised the Lord. This is why it's called the Valley of Praise to this day. And then in verse, they returned, and everybody entered Jerusalem and went to the temple of the Lord with harps and lutes and trumpets and acoustic guitars, a drum set, a keyboard, bass guitar, clapping hands, and a lot of voices. And verse 29 says, the fear of God came upon all the kingdoms of the countries when they heard how the Lord had fought against the enemies of Israel. And the kingdom of Jehoshaphat was at peace, for his God had given him rest on every side. So here's what we're doing today, people. This is not coming to sing. This is coming to praise our Lord in his presence and watch him take care of your lights. Is he going to do it today? He might. But we stand and we praise. We say, Lord, the battle's not mine. When the church tries to fight whatever they think is the battle because they're trained up and ready to go, they look foolish people. And nobody praises them. But when the church says, Lord, it's all yours, what did it say? All the countries, all the nations said what? Israel's awesome? No. They said, look what their God did for them. Look what. Look what their God did. So if you want to see the hand of God move, it's not about me. It's not about you. We have a part. But our part is the presence of God. Our part is praise. I want to do this now. We're just going to worship. You worship however you want. But no, this is about praising the Lord. This is about getting in his presence. This is about seeing his victories, seeing it. Oh, and it was the fighting men, their wives, teenagers, children, and even the little ones. So don't think, when can I get out of here? I'm 12. You get out of here when you don't want to be in the presence of God. I'm just saying this, all of us people. I can't sing. It doesn't matter. Some of them fell down on their faces in silence. I can't play an instrument. Not everybody was a Levite. But all of them stood and inquired of the Lord. So let's just get before him now. Just get before him. Father, there's something about this day that is significant. I know it. I know it is, Lord. I know there's something significant about today. So, Father, for each person in this room right now, I know this. Every one of us are here because we want to see you glorified. Let me just say this to you, people. If people just want to put in time to go to church, they don't come here. I know that because we have a little bit of a complicated, long service. There's more efficient things just to do your religious duty. So I know every one of you are here because you want to see God glorified. I know that's why you're here. I know it. That's what we're doing today. That's what you're doing. However, you know, you can be quiet, that's fine. Sing out in a loud voice. Kneel, exalt, whatever. But Father, we come to you today and our part of this battle is to exalt you. Exalt your name, stand in your presence. And Father, we ask you to wield your sword against the enemy. Wield your sword. Destroy whatever is coming against your people. Destroy it. Not just have a stay off for a couple days. Don't just have a get lost on the way to battle. Father, kill it. Kill it. Kill it. And Lord, it's supernatural. So I'm counting on you, Jesus, to you, Holy Spirit, to just lay it down. Destroy it supernaturally so nobody gets credit except you. So let's just take, I'm not going to do a second message, don't get nervous about it. But what I want you to see here right now is, here we go, people. You ready? Are we ready to? I know, I just felt like I was a little bit like that Jehoshaphat and that seer character, that's the word, people. That's it. Now here's our response. Let's just go for it. Let's worship the Lord.